Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
With all that's going on in this message of Rapinoe about inclusiveness and love and not hate, and you always hear the same old thing that she's prattling. We hear it from every progressive out there. It's come to light, and I didn't know about this woman. Her name is Jalene Hinkle. She's from Colorado, played college soccer at Texas Tech, is a defender for the North Carolina Courage of the National Women's Soccer League. So they play in the same league with Rapinoe and the others. So she had been on the national team, and a couple of things happened. She was dropped. Her coach, who says she was out of line by her complaint about having to wear a jersey playing for that team when they played an exhibition that indicated Gay Pride Month on a couple of matches, says, yeah, I told her I object to you not wanting to wear that and refusing to wear it, but several experts say she's the best defensive player in the Pro League, where most of these women come from. And yet, she was not on the team. So she publicly objected to the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. Okay, you're getting the picture here. Now, I got to be consistent, though. If this woman objected, and she did, to wearing a jersey for Gay Pride Month that was part of the national team, well, if you want to be on the team and that's the jersey, don't you have to wear that? But she wasn't dismissed at that point. Down the road, she was. I think it's clear to me that to be on this team, you have to go along with Rapinoe. If you don't, that's big trouble. And as I said, this woman is viewed, she's only 26, as the star defensive player in the Pro League, or one of the two or three best. And it's a team of 23 players. So how would she be left off is the question. Headline. Couple headlines from Washington Times and others today. U.S. women snub of Christian player Royal Soccer. When Hinkle stands by her religious beliefs, she's kicked out. Now, Rapinoe and Colin Kaepernick and others were told have to be supported when they won't salute the flag appropriate, the national anthem. So I kind of think if you're on the team and that's a jersey you have to wear, I get the religious objection. I'm torn there. I think you got to go along with the team, or it's like Chariots of Fire. You know, for her religion, she could have walked away. They didn't do that then, but they did it later. And most people believe it's because of this. You cannot have a team of people like Rapinoe that are this blatant about it and the leader, and have someone on who's blatantly Christian. And here's the thing. Why? Why can't you do that? Well, because one is seen as inclusive. The other, that for her, that's wrong, it's sinful, is seen as a hater. It's pretty simple. That's what it comes down to. Every one of these cases always comes back to that. And this woman went on the 700 Club with Pat Robertson and others. She told the Christian Broadcasting she opposed the jerseys for religious reasons. I just felt so convinced in my spirit that it wasn't my job to wear this jersey. I gave myself 3 days to seek and pray and determine what God was asking me to do in this situation. Yet she's so good, she did still get on the team, and then at some point she was dropped. Most people suspect it's for this reason. Now, I get it. The dissension, here's the thing, the big lie here of Rapinoe, and she's only small potatoes, this is the big lie of the left. It's not about inclusiveness. It's not about can't we all get along. It comes down to, if you object to certain things, the best example, why do you have to bother a baker, the masterpiece baker guy, three times now, I think we're up to the third with him, who is a consistent guy. He's not mean. He's not looking to get people. He won't bake certain types of cakes, be it Halloween, he thinks it's sinful, or a same-sex wedding. And I come to this objectively. I mean, you know, I would bake the cake. If you wouldn't, you wouldn't. If you're consistent religiously with this, that cuts in your favor. I think you have every right in America not to bake the cake. Just like ShopRite had every right when that Nazi came in with the kid, his son, Adolf Hitler, he gave him the name, and he wanted happy birthday, Adolf Hitler. I'm not making that cake either in America. Are you? Don't you have a right to object to this? So this Christian woman would not wear the pride jersey. But I got a dilemma. I mean, if this is what the team is doing, then I respect your religion. Maybe you're off. But that doesn't seem to be why she was stopped. That came later on. And this is just bubbling up in the last day or two. I don't remember, Dan and I were talking about it yesterday as this was going on. Fox News would not show the parade. I don't even know if they dipped in. Every other media outlet, it was like 2 hours plus of programming around this. Is this that big of a deal that it deserves that? Or do they get it to their credit? This is about a divided America. It's about people glomming onto this as a platform, as a voice to attack the other America that was watching Salute America. That's what it comes down to. It's not just about the soccer team. It's way beyond that. So maybe they made a good programming decision. We won't know until we see the numbers they got. And Fox yesterday stuck with their daily news. They were talking about flooding in New Orleans and, you know, climate and all the debate over that. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. I can get you in right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. And I'm looking at a story today, speaking of numbers, that indicates the women's finale. The U.S. women's soccer finale viewership was down by almost half this year. The 2-0 victory over the Netherlands averaged nearly 15.6 million U.S. viewers on English and Spanish language TV. The match averaged 14.26 million on Fox, according to the network and Nielsen, and peaked at 19.6. It was a 22% increase over last year's World Men's finale between France and Croatia. All right? But the audience was down 43.8% from the 2015 finale between the U.S. and Japan. So that team was more embraced across the board. This is a shocking story, to put it mildly, that when you see a team this dominant, this team clearly looks like they were better, and I don't know soccer tactically, but I just watch them. They're better than these other women's teams. I'm talking about American teams, too. They're noticeably better. They're that much stronger. And yet, a story like that still is this divisive. Now, people are blaming Trump because Trump did get involved in this with the White House visit. They are going to visit AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, probably this coming week. And again, there'll be another round of this stuff that goes on. And this is not going to go away. The world of sports has been invaded by this stuff. The one thing I object to is to be lectured at, though, about inclusion, and we need more love and not hate. You know, that works both ways here. It truly does work both ways, with the scoldings, the call-outs, and all this stuff. And what about this woman, who was a Christian player, and allegedly among the best 1, 2, or 3 defensive players in the league? How is she not on the team? On the other hand, if the team uniform, I'm a big team guy, if the team uniform is Gay Pride Month and you won't wear it because you're a Christian, I respect that, but then I think you can't be on the team. I mean, there's a uniformity. We got to be consistent. There's a uniformity when it comes to being on a team. Do you give space for that? I tell you, that's a hard thing to figure out a space for. Now, it wasn't in an official game. It was in an exhibition game. So if you want to, I guess you could allow space, right? That's what she objected to. They let it go until another moment, then they cut her. So 855-839-1210. She objects to it. She thinks it's wrong. By definition now, you're a hater. If you object to that, you have no right. And again, I don't object to it. Okay? I could play on that team. I wouldn't say, no, I can't wear that jersey. There might be other things I couldn't go along with. There might be some stuff you can't go along with. So you got to make a decision then. Your values, religious or otherwise, versus team unity. 855-839-1210. So I'd love to hear from you if you've been a coach or you're with a team. Do you make an exception on that? But if that's the official uniform and you're playing a game and you want to be on the national team, then you could exert your religious right and they could say, well, we respect that, but you can't be on the team. But this is deeper. I think this goes toward, you just can't have any objection to this. If you do, by definition, you're a bad person. There's going to be no sphere for that out there. No room where you're going to be left alone on this. Let's go to Al in Newcastle, Delaware. Al, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning. But I'm just sick and tired of everybody having to mingle all these politics with our good old sports teams. I mean, whatever happened to just playing baseball, just playing football, or not having to worry about who's part of this movement, who's part of that movement, who's gay, who's not? You know, leave sports out of all this politics and all this crap.
All right, now give me the counter, and then you tell me, counter, Al. People are saying, hey, isn't it a good thing if athletes are calling attention, using their platform to things that are wrong, why would we shut them down? What's your response?
No, they don't have to do any of that. You're paid to play a sport. You're not a spokesperson. You're not, you know, a psychotherapist. You're not there to guide anybody. Just stick to what you paid for. If you're playing baseball, play baseball. If you're playing football, play football. The fact that you're making all this money and you're getting all this attention doesn't make you a god.
Gotcha, you know, gotcha, Al. Here's how I put it in a Daily News column. If Carson Wentz suddenly started spouting off pro-life stuff, okay? You know, he went over his statistics. Hey, I threw for 400 yards a day. It was great. Praise to God as he does and all that. Then he started talking, you know, the life issue. Or if Bryce Harper, who I think is a gun guy of some sort, started talking about Second Amendment stuff in the middle of all this, what would the reaction be? I think it'd be rejected, and I think rightfully so. I think what athletes can do is use their platform to do good, to use their platform to inspire kids, to give back to the community, to push toward worthy projects. I think that's fine. If you get into these areas, then I think people don't want to hear it. They want sports when they go to sports because politics are involved in every other aspect of life, including actors, singers, film. Unless the film you know going in. I'm talking about just everything is invaded by this, and you have a captive audience. That's what the idea is. Coming up, we have to talk about air conditioning today, too. New York Times and others, air conditioning is sexist. I'm not a big fan of the air conditioning. Sometimes here, I put the temperature up a little bit. I don't like it cool, not like a meat locker. There are other hosts and producers here shall be nameless. No, there used to be one here. Meat locker territory. I don't know if it was 65 in here even. Ooh. I like a nice 70.
Yeah, I'm down to, I think it's 66 on the thermostat right now. I'm a big guy, Dom. I need it cold. I'm a bigot. I'm a sexist, obviously.
You're a
because
sexist.
I love my air conditioning.
So if you're a woman, you could start it off too. Do you resent it? You know, the argument is to, why do we need all this air conditioning? Now, this is even the Pope is crazed on this. There'd be people that would die today if we didn't have air conditioning, particularly in the South. Everybody knows this. And I'm going to do my tribute, homage to air conditioning by saying I think it's the great, we haven't done this in a while, my greatest small inventions. Now, the all-time greatest small invention, everybody knows, is the Post-it note. Here's what a great small invention is. It's something you might have been able to come up with. Or it's something that's not like a cure for cancer sort of thing, but it makes life better, convenient. Think of the Post-it note. All the guy had to do was figure out the right amount of glue to put on a Post-it note. Bang, that's worth $20 billion probably.
You overvalue the Post-it. I haven't used a Post-it note, Dom, in years.
You know what? Thank you for being a bigot toward the great Post-it note that is still out there. But Dan, over the course of time, I think it's sold about $20 billion.
Yeah, it's a great invention.
Great invention. That's yeah.
I would say the microwave is probably up there.
The microwave is a great one, too. Now, sometimes these take more science, like air conditioning. But air conditioning is the biggest room, I think.
I wouldn't know how to do air conditioning or a microwave.
No,
so yeah,
I know we wouldn't, but I mean, that's right. But they're a small invention.
How about Velcro?
Velcro is a horrible invention. If you're a guy right now...
I didn't know you're opposed to Velcro,
yes,
though.
If you're a guy right now... Have you seen these? It's usually guys. I haven't seen women. And you're too lazy to tie your sneak. You give me a call right now. I want to hear that Velcro going on. You're probably in a sweatsuit and just you haven't gotten shaved today and you're drooling or something. Come on.
There are other uses for Velcro, though.
Like what?
I actually just used one this past weekend hanging up things on my wall. I have cement walls, so I'm able to use a sticky Velcro piece and another Velcro piece on the picture that I wanted to hang up.
Okay. Sounds to me like that's going to fall down. I'll take the over and under. I'll give it a month or two.
It says it holds up to 30 pounds, so we'll see.
All right. Yeah, I'm not putting too much faith in that. No, not a fan of the Velcro. Was the Velcro invented when they, by the way, we're having a guy on who was involved in something with the moon landing. A product that's still out there today on July 16th when they blasted off. 50th anniversary coming up on Tuesday. I'll give you the details on that. But it was Velcro. We know Tang was. I'm trying to think what else with the inventions. I think Velcro was one. Yes.
How about a staple or stapler?
Yes, that's a very good invention, and I'm started to staple on the left-hand side of the page the last year.
Oh, finally, you are a heathen.
Rather than in the center. So if you have
Did you really think it was normal to staple in the middle of the
paper? I staple all over the place. I've never stapled on the right side of the page, but the left, the center, I don't care. When I'm in a hurry,
center of the paper,
and I'm
though.
Getting something done, I'm moving on it. Get out of the way. I don't care how it gets done. All right, so if you have a great small invention in honor of air conditioning, I'm not making it up. So somebody tracked down the New York Times writing this about air conditioning, sexism. I'll give you the tonnage of the air conditioning that cools the New York Times. What kind of person could be against air conditioning? It's just almost hard to believe. But I still say the greatest small invention of all time, you and I could have come up with it, is the Post-it note. Think about how valuable that is as an everyday thing. And think about it. It was right there. You could have done it. I could have done it. Just the right amount of glue and the idea. Too much glue, no good. Too little glue, no good. And Dan, I'll charge you with this. So you put this up last weekend, right? This picture with the Velcro.
Yep.
All right. I want to report each week. Is it holding up or not? I'm looking in the producer's lounge in there, which is a great invention that no talk radio station has it, Bill. And Bill's looking like, yeah, I give that not even 2 weeks. That's what his face is telling me in the producer's lounge. All right, let's go to Brian in Cape May. Brian, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Dom. An observation with respect to your statement about the young woman having to embrace her religious scruples and resign from the team because her refusal to wear a uniform with the gay pride. If the team is supported in any way by tax dollars, and then that is the gay pride badge would be a statement of political.
All right. Well, let's piece this out. They are being supported massively. That's why they're calling upon.
Correct. And they're a national team.
Right.
They're supported by.
Right.
That's a political statement. She has First Amendment rights of free expression. So I disagree with you in the sense that when the political expression of the team managers or whoever dictated that gay pride badge be on the uniform, she should not have to resign from the team or withdraw from the team because of her religious beliefs. This is akin to the thinking behind the defense of the baker.
Yeah, it's a good argument you're making. Look, and maybe
it's a purely private team.
Okay, I got that. Maybe they thought the same thing because guess what? They did not bounce her at that point. I think I emphasized this. They bounced her later on, but obviously around this. But if you're in a team like this, I get the reason for dissent, but this woman is so public, so much out there, And then you have the others that are so adamant the other way. If you're a coach, don't you have to make a decision here in some way, shape, or form?
Well, that may be a decision that the coach is not permitted to make.
But it may be.
If it's supported by tax dollars, that may be beyond the purview of the coach's opportunity to say, look, I want team cohesion, and you're either going to bow to wearing a uniform with this symbol that's a political statement on it, or you're going to leave the team because you have to give up your First Amendment rights of free expression.
Right, and I don't know. Right, Brian, I don't know the ins and outs of what they're allowed to wear versus the stars and stripes and put something on there. Who determines that? I hear you, but I do think this woman was kicked off ultimately. Her coach says, I told her, I don't like you doing this, meaning objecting to this. But then she took, this is the coach in the Pro League. She said for her professional reputation and in the league, she is the best defensive player. So certainly she should have been on the team.
Yeah, greatest immigrant, by the way.
Yes.
Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, over Einstein.
Foremost, number one.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on.
Over Einstein. Einstein would have come here as an alien,
right,
if you will, to participate in the Manhattan Project for the reasons that the Manhattan Project was essential. He didn't necessarily have to become a citizen or an immigrant.
He didn't participate,
but Hamilton is foundational.
Okay, well, guess what? You know what? We might be speaking German now, except arguably, or Japanese, for Einstein. He didn't participate in the Manhattan Project, but he wrote the letter to Roosevelt well before that saying, you have to do this, even though he was a pacifist. You get a letter from Einstein, they act it.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, but he didn't have to be a citizen to do that.
I hear you.
And there were non-citizens that were doing that, whereas Hamilton is foundational in terms of what the country really is.
All right, Hamilton. Oh, my goodness. So far we have Hamilton, Einstein, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, 855. Oh, let's go here. Somebody doesn't like my take on, is this guy wearing any Velcro-like products? What else can you wear that's Velcro? I only know about the sneaks. They look god-awful, first of all. Do we agree on that?
Yeah, they do.
They look horrible.
I've never seen very stylish Velcro sneakers.
If you're disabled and you just can't do it, I get that. But short of that, I've seen people with these things. They can do it. You can't give up. You got to tie your shoe.
I can't believe
if you can
so
possibly do
Velcro.
It.
It's amazing.
It's just
to
amazing to me that people have this, just the thought of it. It offends my sense of style. I'll say that. That's what it is. I will be giving style tips throughout the show today. we can have yours, too. Velcro is almost up there with the flip-flop that offends me.
Oh.
Yes, and you've been wearing a lot of flip-flop.
I love flip-flops.
Wear a pair of shoes once in your life.
No, I have sweaty feet.
Do you have flip-flops on today?
No, I have shoes on.
Shoes. All right, that's a good day, then. All right, let's go to Vince in Mays Landing, who may be wearing Velcro right now. Are you, Vince?
No, I'm not right now, but over the course of the last year, I had an operation on each hand for carpal tunnel.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, yeah, you didn't say that in the beginning, Don.
Well, wait a minute. This is not a progressive show where I have to put disclaimers in. Everybody knows that I'm a humanitarian, and if you have to do that for something, of course. But we believe that most people are using Velcro for that reason, do we?
Yeah. I wasn't happy about having to use it, but
good man. Wait a minute, I salute you. There you go, Vince. All right, are you still using it?
No.
There you go. Come on. All right, Vince, you're back in the good graces, or I'm in the bad graces.
Tom, I have one for you.
Okay.
Upside down bottles. You notice that a lot of bottles now come with the big tops, like shampoo bottles, and you can put them upside down. You don't have to wait for them to go all the way to the top when you turn them. It's just a great invention. Why haven't we had this the entire time?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. You said rolling luggage. I used to be an opponent of the rolling luggage.
I'm an opponent.
You are. I'm a fan now of the rolling luggage.
To our listeners, I'm 6'8".
Yeah.
So me trying to roll a piece of luggage is very hurtful for the back. I'd rather just carry it.
You can't roll it? You can't get a bigger roller?
What do you think, they make special big and tall suitcases?
Yes. The big and tall suitcase shop.
You don't know my struggles, Dom.
All right, so we'll hear about those. He's 6'8". Yeah, I wouldn't like to be 6'8". I would not.
Thanks.
No, I would like to be about 6'4". I'd be in the NBA. I would have just shot the ball every time down.
Maybe I could find pants that fit if I was only 6'4".
Yeah, back in the day. Now, I always looked at it as a basketball thing. Now, I like being 6'1¼". All right, 855-839-1210. That quarter inch.
Yeah, got to throw that quarter. No.
Is most meaningful. All right, more calls coming up. You can get in. If you have a great small invention, then you can jump in. And caller made a good point. If they're putting the gay pride thing on the uniforms in an exhibition game, if this woman wanted to go out, but they didn't drop her then, they dropped her later on. But most people suspect she was dropped because she's this publicly against same-sex marriage. This gets to the idea that if you're publicly against that, that's hate speech or there's something like that. And I come at this that I'm okay. I could wear that uniform. If you can't, you can't. That's fine. But why was this woman left off? We'll see if people probe this a little bit more. Hey, first, Trump wouldn't bring her to the White House because the women's team are going to the other. We're going to honor today the woman that was left off. That might look kind of bad, particularly if she shows up with Velcro. What about the air conditioning thing? Where you work, is it oppressive? Who has control? Or maybe you don't. It's central of some sort. Well, the New York Times had an editorial anti this, and even they put people in talking about how sexist this is. Women don't like it. It's too much. Why do we need this much air conditioning? And I have it somewhere here. Oh, the anti-air conditioning New York Times enjoys a 6,250-ton cooling system. That's right, in their own building. That's how much it is. Wow. And it's subsidized, apparently, by the taxpayers. It's a complicated thing that they have it subsidized. The floors occupied utilize a UFAD system. The first in New York City high-rise, there's a plant, electricity for the building year-round, and that this is subsidized in some way, shape, or form. That's a hell of an air conditioner. All right? Lori in Ringo's is here on Talk Radio 1210. One of my fictional TV show, The Clue. She's one of the headliners. We may be doing that in the near future on the radio. I'm telling you, I'm lining up the women. You're right there, Christine Flowers. Megan Rapinoe. Now, you know Megan Rapinoe is going to be on the View. Picture her in The View. Picture the meltdown of Meghan McCain. My God.
Let me add her in The Clue.
Okay.
All my kids stopped playing soccer by the end of eighth grade, and my husband and I were just saying, like, how glad we are. We don't have to go watch any soccer game. And now
I think grass is growing more in some South Jersey communities. You don't have all those kids standing around in the center that really don't want to play killing grass.
Amen. Hey, I wanted to say that I think a lot of these inventions, Velcro and air conditioning, are like crutches, and they make our kids weaker. For example, I'm an aide during the school year. I had a third grader this past year ask me to help him learn how to tie his shoes because his parents don't bother helping him. You know why? Because he can have Velcro shoes. So the kid's in third grade. He doesn't know how to tie his shoes.
The Velcro. You've put your finger on it, but Dan is wincing in here.
Yeah,
you can't
blame the Velcro for that. You got to blame the parents.
He's right. By the way, I'm really glad Dan doesn't hate me anymore since I just heard he's 6'8".
There you go. You have a great small one, though, that I think is genius, and I'm not sure still how it works. What is it?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Invisible fence.
Oh, yeah.
Because, my husband likes to run when he's not injured because he's old, and, he would get, like, attacked by dogs, so now, like, most people have invisible fences.
And what does it do? Does it shock the animal?
It shocks them.
Oh, boy. I don't know if...
Here come the PETA people.
Yes. I mean, is it a big shock the dog gets? I'm not sure.
I have heard about some dogs that basically don't care and they will run right through it. I've never seen that happen, but I don't... Was it Total Recall or something where they had collars on the prisoners?
Yes.
And if you ran outside the perimeter, your head exploded. I know that doesn't happen with the dog, so.
The invisible fence is a heck of a, but it's pretty bad what you're doing. Yeah, I don't know if I can, it's laziness. You have to curb your own dog. You can't rely on shocking him.
Agreed. I don't have a dog. I have a cat, and I just let it run wherever it does, so.
All right, nice and Ringo's. Thank you. Yeah, that's interesting.
She's on my bad side again.
There's something unethical about the electric fence. Now I have the Velcro and the electric fence calling me. I used to be against the rolling suitcase until someone gave me the rolling luggage for free, Joey Vento. So I'm a big fan of it now.
Yeah, I've seen you with your rolling luggage before.
You have?
Yeah.
Anybody that carries it around, like to go to work, I knew a guy in talk radio that did that, and has a rolling luggage thing that you put your stuff. No, it's just for travel.
Weren't you giving me trouble for a backpack too?
Yes, we'll get to the backpack some other day. But if you're an adult right now, don't wear a backpack.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.